Okay. Yep. Thank you very much. So yeah, let's start. I want to talk about a bit of the mathematics or the fundamental mathematics of erasure coding. First about me. I'm not a software developer, I'm just a mathematics student, currently studying in Oslo, and I'm a big fan of OSTEM, so that's why I'm here. Yeah, first, what is erasure coding? So you've probably heard that erasure coding is a redundancy technique for storage systems, so essentially for data protection. And it enables especially storage efficiency by distributing data in a smart way over different nodes in a cluster. So, and what's essentially first done is that we are given some data, and then we split it into k chunks, and then they are mystically encoded into n chunks, and by this then n minus k chunks of the encoded chunks are going to be enough to recover all the data. Also, what's quite important is that it considers transient and permanent failures, so it's not trying to repair errors in the disks, but just considers them as an erasure. It has less redundancy than replication, so that's the nice thing about erasure coding, and it's, for example, typically used in cloud storage. So, yeah. First, a bit about the